He glides the car into drive and pulls into the colorful streets of Tokyo. The time on the dashboard shows 12 o'clock just as he arrives at the old apartment building. She steps out as he pulls up. Tonight she wears a fuchsia dress riding high on her thighs, stiletto heels and a silk wrap of emerald green thrown over her shoulder against the chilly breeze. She carries a small umbrella. He presses a button and the left rear passenger door opens automatically. She slips in and unwraps her shawl in the cozy interior.
Konbanwa, Sasaki-san.
Ah, konbanwa, Yuki-chan.
Good evening, they greet each other, despite the late hour. He puts the car in gear, and they start their weekly trip across town. Friday night is his favorite fare. He peeks in his mirror and watches this young girl. So much like his daughter, except for the startling slash of blood-red lipstick. He can't resist watching her fiddle with her mirror and her complicated clothes. He observes quietly as Yuki reapplies her lipstick. He can almost believe it is his daughter. Not only does she wear her hair in the same bob as Haru, but the color is exactly the same, with hints of red or purple, magenta maybe. And like his daughter, she chews her lip as she thinks. What is on her mind? Is she thinking about her upcoming evening? Or her life outside these midnight trysts? Does she have a family she's working to care for? Sasaki doubts it. She is so young. Or does she just look young? He has never seen her in the light of day, only embellished with the blues and reds of the late night city lights.